Good morning, Shannon. We have you from DOT today. Today is Thursday, November 30th, and we would like an update. So what updates do we have today, Rachel?
Yeah, so the operation in terms of road clearing is running. It's running smoothly, but it is slow. So we're still making progress. Right now, the Wrangell police are assisting us with traffic control, and we still have those three openings, so 8 to 8:30, noon to 12:30, and then 3:30 to 4. But we'll eventually, you know, work with the borough and we'll transition probably from, police traffic control into something more with, more in line with and more everyday traffic control as we get closer to completing the work. Two things that I wanted to share with you guys today is that we are working with the U.S. Forest Service on a weather station. It's not finalized yet, but it definitely would be an improvement for the area so that we can have information be fed back to DOT and we have better, better data coming into us for us to share with the community. And then also we're working on what they call drone in the box. And as a kind of semi-permanent situation where we can launch a drone remotely, survey the area, and then land that drone, feed the images back to DOT, and then land that drone and recharge it for its next mission. So that way we can not only look at the slide area for stability, but if needed, we could also survey up and down the road. So we're looking at that. I'll have more details on that in the near future, but it's now that the drone in the box is now in Juneau, and we're working with the power company to assist us with power to the site so that we can have that, be able to recharge and use it.
Okay. Yeah. And then you mentioned the weather service. Do you expect, I imagine it will be where the site is, right? Because from my understanding, there is a weather receptor at the airport, but this will be more closer to the landslide, correct?
Yes, it will be closer. And that would enable us to, ascertain, whether you've gotten a ton of rain out in that area or you're experiencing higher winds, that kind of thing.
Awesome. When will you find out more about when the permit will be uplifted? What do you expect? How do you expect this to change going forward?
Yeah, so right now it is pretty limited, and our apologies for that. It really is connected with the safety of both the crews that are working and the public. So apologies for that. But we do think that it's at least another week's worth of work, maybe two. So we'd like to, see some additional time, of course, but I'll probably know on Friday what the outlook is for the coming week.
Okay. And then once the road is fully accessible, what do you expect to happen in terms of maintenance? I understand that you mentioned the drone. Anything else?
So right now there's no asphalt plant in Wrangell. So the patch to the area that where the asphalt was damaged would have to wait until, this spring or summer to get that fixed up. And obviously, this is an area that we want to monitor frequently. And that's why we are looking at, bringing the drone in so that we can take a look at the area every day, for instance.
Wonderful. Thank you. And anything else you'd like to share?
No, I think that's it. We're just pleased to be able to bring this in for Wrangell, and we'll just keep on sharing as much information as we can.
Okay, thank you so much, Shannon. It's great talking with you.
Great talking with you as well.